Okay, today's daf is Baba Metzia, daf Ayin Aleph, as we continue in a Zehu Neshech on the bottom of daf Ayin Amabez. And last topic that we started to discuss, as we have mentioned, every daf we have one or two nuggets, one or two yesodos relating to ribis. And yesterday we discussed the issue of ribis linachri and ribis lager toshav. The Mishnah said that ribis to an akum to a ger toshav is fine. The Mishnah said, "Vavin mehen umavin al sanber ribis v'chein beger toshav." That's going to be the problem, because the last couple of lines that we discussed yesterday, based on an allusion in a pasuk in Mishlei, and based on a different than Pashit understanding on the pasuk in Dvarim, in Kiseitze, Lanachri, Tashich, it seems like it's not such a great idea. Right? Let's send the Lomaskana. We'll have to talk about it as we started to do yesterday a little bit, but let's just first finish, says the Gemara, and then maybe we'll look at the Taz also in Tav Kuf Peches in Arachayim. We'll look at it as we alluded to yesterday. But anyway, says the Gemara, three lines from the bottom. Eisvei, let's finish the sugya in the Gemara, and then we will see what the Rishonim have to say. Eisvei, lovin mehen umal v'nosav beribis v'chein v'geratoshav. So the Mishnah said that it is okay to lend the Geratoshav and a Gachri Ribis. And the question is, from the evidence that we just saw, right, it's not true. So Amar Rav Chiya, Breid Rav Huna, Lo Nitzrucha Ela Bechtei Chayav. Maybe really on a Daraisa level, it is okay. But on a Durabana level, they said, it's not a good idea unless you really need it. Bechtei Chayav. As Rashi says on top, He Tirulo. We don't want you to be so involved, right? Add this to the list of laws to keep the Jews and the other nations separate. So here too, if you lend money, then you'll be very close to them and always doing business dealings with them. So that is why Chazal asserted it to be Midirabanan, even though Midaraisa, it is okay. Answer number one. Answer number two, Ravina Amar, Chacha B'talmide Chacham Maskinan. Maybe we're talking about, when do we allow it? What is the Mishnah referring to? Where it says, Mal v'nosam beribis, that's referring to Talmidei Chachamim, Taima my God's Rabbanan, Shebe Yomomi Maisav. The only reason that the Rabbanan said it's not a good idea is because we might become so connected to them and learn from their actions. V'kiva, the Talmud Chachamu, Lo Yilmod Mi Maisav. It says he's a Talmud Chacham, that we're not worried, he won't learn from his actions. Right? The Meiri says, Is this a Kabbalistic idea, or is this a logical idea? Lo yilmod mi maisav. So if you look in the Meiri has two words. V'tamar chacham, toraso mishamarto. His Torah will guard him. So again, one might ask, what does that mean? Does that mean he knows the halacha and he's very strong in his commitment and he won't have a problem? Or there's some type of a seguli, metaphysical effect of protection, like the Gemara says elsewhere, that even maybe takala al behemtan shal talmidei chachamim. There's some type of metaphysical protection for talmidei chachamim. So maybe it's a little of both. A little bit of extra protection, the special hashgacha. The closer we are to Hashem, the closer He is to us. But also, maybe it means on a practical level that He knows the halacha, and He knows how to keep His distance, and He knows how to have the imaginary line, even if He is involved in business with the other nations. Again, because Jews, He won't be able to lend with interest. It would only be with the non-Jews. So again, interesting. We discussed a couple of days ago the concept of Adam Chashuv Shiny. So this is the exact opposite of that concept. We had earlier Adam Chashuv Shiny, which meant that sometimes the Talmid Chacham has to keep an even higher standard because, you know, people learn from the Talmid Chacham, from the Adam Chashuv, and therefore they have to be super so everybody else who follows won't be so low, right? We quoted that Yerushalmi that the Ritva quotes in Moed Katan, that people learn from Moed Katan Daf Yud Beis, people learn from the Talmid Chacham often about what they aren't supposed to do. The Mikikulu Shabahem, and not from their Tikuna Shabahem. Right? We discussed that back on Samach Zayin Mabez, where the Gemara said that Meyat Talmid Chacham shouldn't be involved in certain types of Mashkon below Kitzvasa. Right? We discussed that there. So this is the opposite. This is for himself. For other people learning from him, he has to have a higher standard. For himself, not being worried, so then he might be able to have a little more flexibility because we don't have as much of a worry of lo yilmod mimaisav. So again, bizman hazeh. What do we say about bizman hazeh for a nachri? So we'll start with beforehand. The Rambam. Rambam tells us, as we know, that is the mitzvah saseh. We mentioned that a number of times already. The Rambam, the Chiddush after him, and the Raavad does not like it based on this Gemara. This Gemara sounds like, you know, it's not such the something that we say is so encouraged. But again, the poskim say maybe this Gemara is only on a practical lamaisa level, while right shelo yisrach, the Rambam is on a daraisa level of the din daraisa. But the Shulchan Aruch says Dvar Torah mutar lahavos lo bikochavim beribis v'chachavim asruhu im lo kedei chayav o l'taman chacham o beribis derabanan. V'ha'idna mutter b'chol inyan. And today, though, it's mutter b'chol inyan, says the Shulchan Aruch. Why? Says the Shach. L'chol adam b'chol minei ribis. Mishum she'i efshar lanu lehistaker b'shum ma'asu matan. Im lo she'nasam v'nasan imahim. We have to do business with them. That's our survival. Right? When was it the Isser, theoretically, if you're just doing it extra and you don't need the money. But here you're doing it for your for the parnasa, and it's understood. So im kein lo shayach b'ribis shel miyom o mimaisav tfei mishar masu matan. The Shach is quoting the tour. Right? You're allowed to do business with them. Right? There's no Isser doing business with them. I shel miyom o mimaisav. You're allowed to do business because that's business. And therefore, so to hear, lending b'ribis, that is what is explained. The tour, the Taz quotes this idea of the tour also. It says, well, why Warren Chazal goes are on all business then? Right? If we're so worried about ribis originally, so Im Kane says the Taz, Loma lo gazru gabi mechachwe atalmud al komasu maton, shalo ye im oven kochavim, shalo ye momi maisav. Why do you say that? Vi efshar lomar, de milta de lo shricha haisav, lo gazru rabanan, de Im Kane, amai gazru bilfnei, de mazu maton, v'nirad v'chulu. But then he says that's a possibility. But then he says the real answer is v'nirad to b'masu matan shaya gam kenim Yisrael lo amrina shiel mumimaiso ovikochavim tfei mishal Yisrael. Mashenkin beribis shaloa yarak dafkim ovikochavim o mishem hachi achshav shakom masu matan ovikochavim v'shayach v'shem yom mumimaiso afilo achi lo gazru gam beribis lo gazru. In a case of regular business, so you do business with Jew and non-Jew alike. It's not going to be gozer on that you're dafka going to learn from the non-Jew, because you also do business with Jews. That's why Chazal didn't make that gzera. Ribbis, you're only doing with the non-Jew. Not allowed to do ribbis with the guy. And therefore, that's why that area was specifically targeted by Chazal. But either way, Lamaisa, the Shulchan Aruch says, one can bismanazeh. The Chachmas Adam that we read yesterday says that one can bismanazeh. You know, one should be aware of that. But again, in an appropriate way that is acceptable, that is understood, getting back to the sugyas that we've discussed, that it is not inherently like gezel. Okay, so that takes us through some of the issues of malvin, lo bikachavim, v'chulu. Ika damasti la lahad Rav Huna aha. Some have Rav Huna's statement related to the following. Detani Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef says as follows: Im kesef talve es ami es ha'animach. By the pasuk in Parshas Mishpatim, or maybe we mentioned some Rishonim had this as a separate parsha in those days. Parshas Im kesef talve, middle of Mishpatim. If you lend money to my nation, es ha'animach, to the poor. We know if you, so much of Sefer Avas Chesed of the Chavetz Chaim is about the mitzvah of Havas Kesef. Right? It was much more common not so long ago. But we darsh it from that pasuk. Ami v'nachri, ami kodem. If it's a choice, so you lend to your family first. You lend to the ami, the nation, the Jew first. Ani v'ashir, ani kodem. Right? If two people come and they're equally one alone, so the ani comes first. Ani yecha v'ani yeircha, ani yecha kodmen. Your city's aniyim come before any other city's aniyim. Ani yeircha v'ani yeircha. That's your relatives and it's the relatives of your city and the aniyim of your city. Then your relatives come first. Aniye ircha v'aniye iracheret, aniye ircha kodmin. You have the whole hierarchy in the world of lending money. The Menachas Chinuch notes, the first of two, I think, Be'ez Hashem today, these are not listed in the Rambam. All of these, this whole hierarchy. So he suggests, well, maybe it's because the Rambam has the hierarchy by tztaka. So once you have it by tztaka, so who adin, you apply it to halva also. We don't have to repeat it in both halachic contexts. That's the Menachas Chinuch. The Achronim wonder, there's one level that's not on this, right? We have your relatives and your city and your nation, right? What about Aniyei Eretz Yisrael? Where do they fit in? If there's a choice between Aniyei Eretz Yisrael and Aniyei Bnei Yisrael outside of Eretz Yisrael, right? Is there any hierarchy there? So the Bach, right? The Shach here in Rishon and Aleph quotes the Bach, Da'aniyei Ercha Bechutz La'aretz Kodmin La'aniyei Eretz Yisrael. your own cities, aniyim, come before ani Eretz Yisrael. Midatani begemara, ani Eretz HaKodmin, v'lo mechalek bin Eretz Yisrael l'chutz la'aretz. So the Bach holds that if you have the hierarchy, ani Eretz Yisrael are no higher than ani Ircha, Aniye Ircha come first, rather than on the list, because it's after the whole list. And others, Aniye Ir Acher B'chutz La'aretz versus Aniye Eretz Yisrael. So that would put Aniye Eretz Yisrael first. If they're both Ir Acheres, so Lachor Aniye Ir Acheres would go, in Eretz Yisrael, would go first. The Chassam Sofer has a couple of tshuvas about this. Chelek Vav, Simen Chav Zayin, Arachayim, Simen Reish Gimel. He quotes that, he talks about the unique quality of giving tzedakah to Eretz Yisrael, to Aniye Eretz Yisrael, and then he says maybe especially Yerushalayim, and especially those learning Torah. Right, so then he has the hierarchy. V'chei Matzinu, says Chassam Sofer here in Arachayim, Reish Gimel. B'chiv Haspakas Aniye Yoshvei Eretz Yisrael, Shoskim Brak B'taras Hashem. Ki lule yeshivas Yisrael Shama, Chas V'shalom Tafuga Torah. V'docha L'binyin Beis HaKnesses, V'docha L'binyin Beis HaKnesses B'Yerushalayim. V'chei Matzinu B'od Sifrei Achronim. B'ma'ala Stachal Aniye Eretz Yisrael. If you look in the Sharm Tzion Balacha here, he quotes many Achronim also, that talk about the uniqueness. There are those that argue on the Bach, right? That say no. Aniye Eretz Yisrael come before Aniye Yircha. He quotes from the Chida, the Gadol Yishav Eretz Yisrael, and the Pa'as HaShulchan, right? The Pa'as HaShulchan came to Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Yisrael Mishklav, a Talmud of the Gra. But the Chida was not. Chida was a traveler, the Birkei Yosef. So there's a lot of Mekaros here relating to that. We should all be zochet to give to all of the. Needy that come to our door, we should always be min hanosnim velo min hamakablam. That is the Aniye Eretz Yisrael related issue. Viter Amar Mar says the one of the Bali Musar say maybe one could say even on a deeper level that this is all referring to a person himself. A person himself is like a whole nation, a whole world. Right, the Mishnah in Sanhedrin. So you have to first, as the great Hasidic line goes, right. First, you have to try to fix yourself. I want to change the world, but I realize I could only change my community and only my family and only myself. Right, I realize I have to change myself, and then I'll be able to do it. So if you have a choice for Ami Vanachri, right, your own nation or looking at someone else, change yourself first. Aniva Asher, somebody yourself who really needs it, goes through each of the steps. Okay. Viter. Amar Mar, Ami Vinachri, Ami Kodem. Pshita. So isn't that obvious that your relatives come first? Amar Abdachman, Amar Li Huna, Lo Nitzracha, Da Filu, Lenachri, Beribis, Uli Yisrael, Bechina. Right, not only, right, Rav Nachman, who explained the issues on the bottom of the previous Amud about lending to a guy, limiting him. So here he said this is what it means. The Chiddush is even if the choice is to giving a loan to a Yisrael, not with Ribbis, and a guy with Ribbis, so Yisrael Bechinam, that comes first. Asks the Pnei Yeshua two opposite questions. First of all, how does he know this? Do you ever have to be mafsid mamon to do a mitzvah? Right here, who says you have to be mafsid mamon? Right, so why don't you lend it to a guy? He says that's the chiddush, but why would you say that? Says the Pnei Yeshua. Amay Amrinan be'emes the Yisrael kodem l'ribis ta'akov da b'chol duch the Amrinan de'hecha di'ika pseida di'dei shelo kodem l'shal kaladam v'yalfina l'mikra de'eves l'ki lo yeh b'chevion. Remember the most extreme case we had earlier, Ben Petura and Rabbi Akiva, one canteen, you take it yourself, right? So whenever you have, right, the cases we had back in the second parak, right, your lost item and your father's lost item, you take your lost item first. So here, you know, you have to give to an Ani Yisrael and you have to give to an Ani Goy. Right, and you want, and the only guy you can make some money off of. So why is that pushed aside? Right, why don't you say shalcha kodem? Says the Pnei Yeshua, yesh lomar. You can't say that in this regard, because the whole mahus of the mitzvah is to lose somewhat. The whole mahus of the mitzvah is to give financially. Okay, you might get it back eventually, but that's the nature of the mitzvah. So you can't say it's like other mitzvahs where we say shalcha kodem. He says the shiny asam sheikra mitzvah einu elo mishum hefsin mamon chaveru b'ki ha'gavna v'yamrina de'bemakam seida didei shelo kodem l'shal kol adam mashenkin hacha sheikra hamitzvah lahalvos la'ani kidei lachyoso v'yechani mitzvahs at stakim kim shita dolshach v'ki ha'gavna lomar shelo kodem. Right, if the whole mitzvah is stakka and giving, that that's the nature of the mitzvah. It's not like, oh, you lost something, and whose item do you get first? Here, there's the mitzvah to give. If the mitzvah is to give, you don't apply the regular rules of Shelcha Kodem. And then, interestingly, the Pnei Yeshua asked the exact opposite question. My Kamashbalan, Afilu Beger Tosha, we know from the second parak in Psachim, that, right, what do you do with an Avela? So the Torah says you could give it to a Ger Tosha or sell it to a guy. So Gemara there says that's the hierarchy, that's the precedence. Better to give it to a Ger Tosha than to sell it to a guy. So it says, isn't that the same halacha? So Pnei Yeshua says, why, it's wrong, how do you know? And then he says, well, isn't it obvious? He asks both opposite questions, and he goes through why you cannot compare the two cases of Nevela and our case of Ribbis. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, that sugya of Nevela, if you remember, that's in the second parak of Psachim, where all the issues of Isser Achila and Isser Hana'a come up. Whenever the Torah says, don't eat something, does it automatically mean also, don't get benefit? That was Rabbi Yavo's din, and went through three blot over there. Relating to that, do you always say that? Or, I think it's Chizkiah says no. Whenever it says don't eat, it means don't eat. Doesn't mean automatically don't get benefits. So the beginning of that sugya, that's where that issue of Nevela is brought up. Let's continue. Tanya, Amr, Rabbi Yossi, Bo Re'ei, Samyos, Eineyem, Shamavi, Beribis. See the blindness of those who lend with interest. They're so blind. Why? Adam kore lachaveiro Russia. Yoridim olachayev. Reuven calls Shimon a Russia. What is Reuven? Shimon gets really mad. Shimon goes to Reuven's property. He's very upset at him. Yoridim olachayev. Right? He goes down and he wants to take revenge, so to speak. Rashi. Yoridim olachayev. Ragil lehiskotetimo. Ki'ilu hikahu uki'ilu balahargo. Right, he says he's very mad, as if you hit me, right, he's supposed to call me a Russia, that's terrible, right, all a person has in life is his shame, right, Tov, shame, Yishem, and Tov, right, that's, the person's reputation is everything, Yossi says, person calls you a Russia, you're in a Malachayev, the Haim, and these Malvei Beribis, look what they do to themselves. Mevi and Edem, Velavlar, Vekulmis, Vidio. They bring the witnesses and the scribe, and they get all the utensils ready. Vekosvin, Vekosvin, Plonizeh, Vekosvin, and they write and they sign the Shtar Ribbis. It's unbelievable. And what are they doing? What are they screaming and testifying about themselves? Kafar, Plonizeh, Kafar, Belokei Yisrael. They're denying God. They're denying Elokei Yisrael. So if somebody else calls you a Russia, you're so mad. What about calling yourself a Russia? Look what you're doing. It's not even in private that you have you're violating. You're getting everyone involved, right? Kafar b'Elokei Yisrael. Why? Because as the Mefarshim explained, I don't think that Hashem could give me my parnasa in a mutter way. I have to go and do this. I want to give a Kadosh Baruch Hu some help. So that is Kafar b'Elokei Yisrael. If you look in the Chachmas Adam, we mentioned it earlier, but in the previous piece, that was Kuf Lamed Vav. We mentioned. Now we're reading Kuf Lamed Dalet. Zeh Malvei Beribis Over Al Dvarav Mar'e Ba'atzmo She'ein Biyacholto Lefarnaso U'Lahashiro Zulazeh. You're kind of reflecting with your actions that HaKadosh Baruch Hu can't do it in any other way. V'lachein Oncho Mida Keneged Mida She'nechasav Mismotetim Kachu Kabbalah Biyad Chazal. Right? You're like we had a couple of days ago. Right? Somebody lends with interest, they're eventually going to lose. Again, we have to realize that any time that we're involved in our parnasa, it's all from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have to do our Rishtavlus. But we have to make sure that there's no reason to try to do something illegally or against halacha, because that's a reflection that I don't think HaKadosh Baruch Hu could handle it the way it is, right? And that's always, it's been a couple of years, I think, since we've quoted it, so I'll mention it again. Once the Chachmas Adam is open, remember what he writes in the Hakdama. The Hakdama to the Chachmas Adam, which is required reading for anyone going out to make a living, right? The Chachmas Adam, he writes in the Hakdama, Yadati ki yislachashu alai. I know, says the Chachmas Adam, who is a mechutin of the Vilna Gaon. I think his daughter married the Gra's grandson, one way or the other, says the Gra. Says the Chachmas Adam, I know that people are whispering about me that I don't sit and learn all day. I'm also a businessman. Yadadiki is lachshu alai. V'yomru hagam shol v'anaviim. Halo ish yadanu bo shahayim yisochrei haaretz. I know that this person is a businessman. And he's been going to Leipzig more than 15 years. The Torah so, Amos Nasis. Right, what's going to be? V'atara he'ida lo me'ever layami. She'ne matsuya lo b'tekaram lo b'sachranim. Says the Chachmas Adam, Dalacha achi. right? Modern Hebrew. Talachachi. Kinesiasi lomerchakim lohay alakabes osher chalila. I didn't go to make super extra money. Ya'id alav adon hakol. Rak lafarnes b'nei besi. I'm going to make a living. V'yerushahi b'yimei avosai hakadoshim. And I have a misora from my Alta Zeda. And he quotes all of the svarim. The Nechamasiyon v'chulu v'chulu v'chulu. That he had. Ularob sidkaso nizgalelo mishamayim. He had a vision from heaven. Bishnas tov samachtes. Shana alav kodim shizchal adavar. Rachmanu Litzlan, v'nir dam b'limudu ala sefer. He fell asleep on what he was learning. Ubas imo ziknaso. Shai said, tzadekas gedola. His mother came to him. My great-great-great-great-grandmother came to him in a dream. V'amra lo da b'ni shenigzar dever Rachmanu Litzlan v'harbe tarachnu levatel v'lo hoil. Al kein tzemen ha'ir v'lomachar gila zoz v'nitzolu kol ha'shomin lo. Right, there was a plague and they left the city. Continues, and they also said that you're going to have to go and make a living. And then he says, Baruch Hashem, asali anefesh hazem meyodi shlo lehov mamon. Baruch Hashem, it's not my taiva. I go there to make a living. And you should realize, ki bini asiyasi l'derech daiti aleha. I was learning every second of the way on traveling. Ubi yeshivasi b'chanus. Daiti aleha. V'teisili shafilu b'shas ma'asu umatan. Pamim harbi ha'i daiti aleha v'hir her pirish ha'kushya uv'prap b'shisha mitzvah zaseh shakasafti v'chelek alav kal alaf. Yes, I have to, but my focus is Torah. And I recognize that everything is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then he says, you know, I came back, I didn't remember everything, but Baruch Hashem, Hashem gave it back to me. V'chulu, and then Lomanati in Leipzig, where the fair was, Milikach imi gemara umikra umishna v'afilu b'shas yirid, kimat shalamati b'chol yom daf ha'chetzi gemara. Chutz mishnayis. Right, he did more than daf yomi, he did a daf and a half yomi. V'chaye roshi, she'en ani kosiv zoz les gaos les pa'er. I'm not writing this to say that I'm a great man, I'm just saying this that take my sefer seriously, I hope. But the message is that whenever we're involved in making our parnasa, we have to realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was in charge. And that's what's reflected by this line of Rabbi Yossi, that somebody who's Malva Baribis is really calling himself a Rasha, and he is blind. He's blind because he's denying HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There is a Deah here that Rashi and Tosas both quote, that they both leave Betzorach Ian. Right, this the line the way that first started this statement. Right, if somebody calls you a Rasha, you'll be Yored Imo Lechayav. So what does that mean? It sounds like you'll get mad at him. Rashi quotes, Va'ani Shamati, Rasha'i Leireid, L'tochum Naso Shachaveru Ulema'in Mezonoso Shachaveru. If somebody calls you a Rasha, you can like get back at them. And Minna and somehow be Masik Vul. V'kosha Be'inai, She'yatiru Chachamim Li'yisrael Li'nokim Ligmo Ra. Know what Rashi says? I know what this day is talking about. That Chachamim would allow you to get back at him? And Tosas also quotes Rav Tzado Gaon, Yored Imo Lechayav, Rashai Lesrof Shlish Tvuaso. V'tema gadola minayin lozeh. What is this talking about? Right, it's getting into the sugya of Baba Kama, of taking the law into your own hands. Right, very difficult, whatever that day means, but just to be aware of it. Okay, Tanya, says the Gemara, Brisa. Rav Shimon, Elazar Omer, kol mi sheyesh lo ma'os, umalva osan shelo beribis. If somebody lends money without ribis, alava kasuv omer. There, the pasuk says in Tehillim, the parak that some recite at Alavaya, Kaspo lo nasa meneshach v'shochan al naki lo sik lo lakach osa eile lo yimot lo olam. The person who's involved in all these mitos listed by David HaMelech in that parak, he will remain strong forever. Halamadata shakalamal veberibis nechasim is botetin. Right. So if that's true about the positive, so the negative, if a person lends with the ribis, then their assets are not stable. V'halka chazinan dilo mosvi beribis v'kam is botetin. What do you mean? You see a lot of tzaddik varalos, people who don't lend with ribis, and their assets are not so strong. Amar Belazar, halalu mispotetin va'olin, v'halo mispotetin ve'inim olin. Yeah, but people who do that, you know, they might lose, but eventually it's going to come back. It's going to come back. Good, might not come back in this generation, might not come back in this decade, but it's going to come back in the future, right? But the others who lend with ribis, they're going to be mispotate forever, right? It's not going to come back. Period. Lama tabat bogdim tacharish kivala rasha tzadik mimenu. Right, this is Habakkuk. Why do the trespassers and those who treason see tacharish? Right, doesn't it seem like you're quiet? Kivala rasha tzadik mimenu, when a rasha swallows up the tzadik from him. Amar Rav Huna, tzadik mimenu boleya, tzadik gomor eno boleya. Someone who is a tzadik from him, meaning a relative tzadik to the other person, so he might get swallowed up. But an objective tzadik gomor, he will never be Nivla. We have a few times in Shas, different levels of tzaddikim. Tzaddik Gomer, Tzaddik She'eno Gomer. Remember the Gemara in Chagiga, right? If you learn Torah 100 times, learn Torah 101 times, right? Only if you learn it 101 times. So it's all relative, but again, we ultimately know that Tzaddik Vera, Larasha V'Tovlo in all areas, including, you know, the Gemara is telling us, if we see somebody who is using illegal means to get money, and it seems like they're doing well, Kodesh Baruch Hu is going to have it for them in the end. So we have nothing we might not see it, but that's what we believe, and that's what we know. Okay, Tanya. Says the Gemara Braisa. Rebbe Omer. Ger tzedek ha'amur le'inyan mechira. V'ger toshav ha'amur le'inyan ribis. Eini yodea mahu. Rebbe said that there are two halachas, two psukim in the Torah, I don't understand. It talks about a ger tzedek in the context where somebody needs to sell themselves because they're so poor. I have a kasha on that pasuk, as we'll see what the kasha is, and a ger toshav, where it talks about by ribis, I also have a kasha. I don't understand. And the Gemara is about to explain it, and the Gemara is going to give an explanation of these psukim. Obviously, says the Ritva, Rebbe did not like those explanations. That's why he left it at Tzarach Ian, right? I'd rather, says Rebbe, leave it as a problem than answer up with an answer that I don't like. And we've had that sometimes, and we've discussed that. If you're left with a kasha, sometimes you remember the kasha. Sometimes if everything's answered, then I just forget everything, because I've worked everything out. So Rebbe says, I'd rather not accept an answer that doesn't work for me. So what are these two talking about? So these are going to take us all the way to the bottom. So number one, ger tzedek ha'amur le'inyan mechira. What is that talking about? A righteous ger, a ger tzedek, regarding mechira tefsiv, because the pasuk says v'chi amochachicha imach v'nimkar lecha. Right, if your brother is poor, he's mach v'nimkar lecha, and he is sold to you. Below lecha el lager, maybe he wouldn't even be sold to anyone. He will be sold to a ger. Shneimar lager, below lager tzedek el lager tosha, and maybe he won't even be sold to a ger, but he would be sold to a ger toshav, as we discussed yesterday. What is a ger toshav? Different days in the Gemara and Avodah Zarah, different days in the Rishonim. By the way, the Rashi I mentioned, Rashi elsewhere, has his own definition. Rashi here, on the bottom of today's Amud, gives that definition that he gives all over Shas. See, almost at the bottom. Ger toshav, Rashi says, Shekibel alav shelolav aravodas kochavim v'yochal nevelos. That's what Rashi always says. Does not say, like the opinion of Shevet Mitzvos Noach. Rashi says, no Avodah Zarah, but he eats not kosher. Good. Back to the Gemara. So the Ger, not only will a Jew be so poor that he'll be sold to a Ger Tzedek, but also a Ger Toshav. Shneimar leGer Toshav. Mishpachas Ger. Next part of the pasuk, Zehanachri, being sold even to someone from another nation. Kshu Omer Ola Eker Zehanimkar LaAvodas Kochavim Atzma. Right. It might even be so low. Right. This is part of. Remember the cycle of events quoted there in Parshas Bahar. This is talking about somebody who lends, who does work during Shemitah, and they're going to lose their money, and eventually they're going to be, you know, be so downtrodden, they're going to end up being Nimkar LaAvodas Kochavim Atzma. So that's the Chazal that we have. So now we're going to ask the question on it. Amar Amar V'lo Lecha Ela Lager Shneamar Lager LaMemra DeGer Kana Eved Ivri. We're talking about a Jew who became poor. So what kind of Eved are we talking about? An Eved Ivri. Eved Kanani was a person who was not Jewish. That's on his way, somewhere in the interim. But here we're talking about an Eved Ivri. So what is clear from the Pasuk, says the Gemara, that a Ger could be Kona and Eved Ivri, a Jew sold to a Ger. Is that really true? V'ramini, but didn't we learn in a Braisa, Ein Hager Nikna be'Eved Ivri? A Ger cannot be an Eved Ivri. Ve'ein Ishav Ager Kona Eved Ivri. And a woman or a ger cannot be kona, cannot acquire an eved ivri. Why? Ger lo nikne be'eved ivri. A ger cannot be nikne. Why? Because it says, Vayovel, v'shavel mishpachto be'inan v'haleka. Part of the requirement for being an eved ivri is that you're going to go back to your family when Yovel comes. But here a ger does not have a family. Gershon is Gayer, Ganshin Oladami. And therefore, he doesn't have a family to go back to, and therefore he can't be an Eved Ivri in the first place. We darshin. V'yed Isha v'ger kona an Eved Ivri, and then Isha and an Er cannot be kona, they can't own. Isha lavarachara. Isha is not appropriate. Rashi says, Isser Yichud. Right, there's problems of Yichud here. When Eved Ivri, male gender, and the woman, and Ger, Nami Gemiri, and a Ger also, we have a Misora. Demikni Kani, de lo mikni, lo kani. If you could be an Eved Ivri, you could be Kona an Eved Ivri. Right? If not, not. Question mark. So this was Rebbe's problem. The pasuk seems to say beferish that a Jew could become an eved ivri to a ger, and here beferish the Brisa darshins that a ger cannot own an eved ivri. Kasha, answer. Amar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, eino kon evedino ki Yisrael, avo kon evedino kenachri. What the Brisa really means is that he can't be a full, exactly the same as the Jews in terms of owning the eved ivri. Right? It can't be the same. But he could be kohen and dino kenachri, just like a non-Jew could own a Jew. It's recognized in halacha, right, as an eved. So to a ger, titanya hanirtzava hanimkar lenachri eina ovi lo asa ben lo asa bas. Right, one of the nafkaminas that if the owner dies, so then when it comes to a Jew, then they serve. The child steps into the shoes of the father. What's called kam tachas aviv elsewhere in Maseches Kiddushin. That halacha only applies to a Jewish owner, not to a non-Jewish owner. Okay, so that's how the Braisa could be understood along with the Pasig. And as we said, obviously Rebbe did not like that. Not like that answer. He didn't think that was the Pashup shot of the Braisa. 2 points. Number one is a technical point on the halacha. The Ben Chassidah points out. So what's the case here that a ger cannot be or own an Eved Ivri? Says the Ben Chassidah, there's a difficult medrash. The medrash says, this is in the Mitzvah Membeis, a lot of big arichos in the Minchas Chinuch, in Mitzvah Membeis, but he says, regarding Eved Ivri, he says, V'davka Yisrael nikneb Eved Ivri, aval ger tzedek ino nikneb Eved Ivri, tebe'inon v'shavol mishpachto, v'lecha ki'in lo mishpacha, as we just said. And then the Minchas Chinuch quotes the Mechilta. The Mechilta says that not only is a ger excluded from being an Eved Ivri, even a ger sheba al bas Yisrael shemishpachas aim hi lo mishpacha. Even if the mother is a Jew and the father is a ger, that child also cannot be sold as an Eved Ivri because he, again, doesn't have mishpacha to go back to. And asks the Minchas Chinuch, that is very strange. Umevor bedvarav the ger haba al giyoris ina ben nimkar. Let's say there's a ger and a giyoris, right? And they have a child. The kid is Jewish. The kid was born from two Jews. His parents are converts. That's not good enough to be chozer l'mishpacha uledidi tamua dinze. I don't understand this. To ben ager afilu migiores yesh l'mishpacha ha'av v'ha'em ba'achim nebeso. His parents, he has siblings, right? Why is that not good enough? V'efshar lomar, he says, what does it seem? To kamo deger atzmo av sheyesh lo banim ubrei banim mikom akam eino nimkar. Well, 1 second, says the Minchasek. What about a ger himself? What if he has 14 children? So why don't you say v'shavol mishpachto? The answer is, that's not good enough. That's not good enough. You have to go up. You have to go up v'shavol mishpachto, not down. Delavim mishpacha l'sarach sheyem mishpacha l'mala imkein huadin ben ger. Also ben ger. And even though he could go up one generation, it must be that for this halacha is not good enough. Right, af the yeshlo mishpacha l'mala ha'av ha'em yikamakom kibat ein lo mishpacha l'mala ad Yaakov Avinu alav hashalom ein nikra mishpacha u'mizeh hozi dinzeh miger atzmo. And he said that must be the chiddush. The beina mishalom mishpato diyeh lo tamid mishpacha. You have to always have mishpacha. Right, the din isn't not finding a relative. You need to always have relatives. And a Jew goes back to Yaakov Avinu. There's never a time that a Jew wouldn't have a relative, like the Gemara says in Mel Basri, he quotes, Denachlam imashmeshes ad Yaakov. And therefore, this case. Then you might ask, what about 4 generations down? Right? A child of his great-great-grandparents were Gerim. That's not also good. That's not good enough. According to the Sfar, you'd say that's also not good enough. How far do you have to go back? Right? Unless the Mechilta seems to say just 1 generation. But anyway, that's the Mechilta that the Minchas Chinuch points out. The issues of Yichud also come up here. Again, we're not talking about Yichud so in-depth now, but remember that Yichud is one of the examples given by Rabbi Yosef Engel for a Syag D'Araisa. Some Hilchas Yichud is D'Araisa, some is D'Rabanan. The Shulchan Aruch discusses this in Eben Ezer, that first was the Torah, and then in the times of David HaMelech, Shame, in the times of David HaMelech, right, different levels of Yichud were added on. But some of it is D'Araisa. And that's one of the examples given by the Lechach in the Rabbi Yosef Engel and the Lechach Tov in Klal Ches, where he gives 17 different examples of a Syag D'Araisa, and then in the Hosafos he has on a couple of more that he found. But there are many. The first one, the Ran, the beginning of Psachim. The Isser says the Ran of Bali Rabbi Yimatza. You can't have chametz in your house, D'Araisa, because you might come to eat it. Mi D'Araisa. So that's very unusual. Usually we have a siyag derabanan to prevent violating an issa d'oraisa. But there are a number of occasions where we even have a din d'oraisa. Don't do A because you might come to B. And that is reflective that there is a hierarchy of mitzvos and averos even in d'oraisas, right? We mentioned in the Parsha Shia last week, the Mishnah tells us in Pirkei Avos, Havizar k'mitzvah kala k'vachamura, she'enet yodea matan scharen shal mitzvos, that applies to mitzvos aseh. We don't know the hierarchy by mitzvos aseh, so that is why we have to do all of them. And that's why we have the principle, the Rambam said, of osei b'mitzvah patam and a mitzvah, and ein ma'avirin ala mitzvos. But when it comes to los aseis, we sure do have a hierarchy, right? The eight levels, the Rambam quotes there on, in Pirkei Avos. We have Chayvi Mises Vezdin, and Chayvi Christos, and Chayvi Bizim, and Chayvi Shemayim, and Chayvi Kares, and Malkus, and no Malkus. We have many different levels, right? And that's why. That leads the way to the concept of a Siyog Daraisa. Don't do A because you might come to B. Don't have Yichud because you might do something more than Yichud. And Isser of Negiyah, according to the Rambam, is also included in this, and many others. There's an interesting one in the beginning of Nedarim. On Daf Yud, the Gemara says, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Minayin shalo yomar adam lashem ola, lashem mincha. If I want to be no der karban, the Gemara says, I shouldn't say, to Hashem is an ola. Because what might happen, Rachman al-Islan, a person might say lashem and then drop dead. And then they won't finish the sentence. Right? So then you should say, ola lashem, not lashem ola. Right? That sounds like a din daraisa, based on psukim. Tamalomar karban lashem. And the, that could be, according to at least one understanding, it could be a siyag d'oraisa. Again, many other examples given. There Rabbi Yosef Engel has, cooking basar b'chalav, and a kohen gadol going out of the Beis HaMikdash, even Tosefa Shabbos possibly, right, that I have to add on to Shabbos based on a Rashi quotes of Shimon Bayechoy on Bayechulu, right, that you have to stop, have Tosefa Shabbos because you don't know the exact time and you have to make sure that you don't violate. But again, the Isser of Yichud is part of that. I guess we'll continue, and then if there's time at the end, we'll talk more about Yichud, as we always say. Amar Mar Vaiter. So this is the second of Rebbe's difficulties. Rebbe had a difficulty one. What does Ger Tzedek mean by the case of Mechira? But now we're getting into our issue. Ger Toshav by Ribbis. Amar Mar Vein Isha V'Ger Konen Eved Ivri. I'm sorry, before we get there, continuing this verse. The other line of the Brisa said that a woman or a ger cannot acquire an Eved Ivri. Name a Deloker of Shimon Gamliel, the Tanya, Isha Kones HaShifcha, Veina Kones HaAvadim, Shimon Gamliel Omer, Af Kones HaAvadim. So does this go against Shimon Gamliel, who says it's allowed? Afilu Tamer Shimon Gamliel, Velo Kasha, Kan Beved Ivri, Kan Beved Kanani. Depends if it's an Eved Ivri or an Eved Kanani. Eved Ivri Tzaniyala, and it's the opposite of what we might think. Eved Ivri is a very tsanua, he is more discreet, and that's why it's more of a problem, because if anything happens between them, he won't say anything. So that's why it's more of a more problematic. Eved Kanani paritzla, and he's going to tell everybody, and therefore she's not going to want to do anything with him, and therefore it's going to be less of a problem. Elahadatani Rav Yosef Armalta Lotir Bikalba. Didn't we learn that in Almana, a widow shouldn't have a dog if she's living alone, and she shouldn't have a dog because it might lead to things. Velotishri bar beiravu shpiza, and a single guy living with in a yeshiva and being housed and boarded in a yeshiva should also not live with a single girl who's hosting him. So bishlama bar beirav saniela. So if you're telling me that the whole svara is, if somebody's going to hide something, then you're not worried. Then you are worried. But if it's going to be very obvious, then you don't have to be worried because people are going to be embarrassed about it. So fine, in the case of the guy with the single girl, Bishlam Barbe Rav Sanila, then they might just hide everything, and that's why it's a problem. Ela Kalba, Kiba de Misrach Ba Mirtata. But by a dog, if Rachmana Litzlan, anything happens between the dog and the woman, right, wouldn't the dog always be connected to the woman and following her, and everybody would know, it would be obvious that there's something strange going on here? Amri, Kivan, Dechishad, Yilei, Umsa, Misrach, Basra. The answer is no, because you could also get that relationship by throwing the dog a piece of meat. If you throw the dog a piece of meat, the dog will always follow. Amri, Inshi, Mishum, Umsa, Dechishad, Yilei, Uda, Misrach. Right? Maybe it's because of the meat, not because of anything deeper, and therefore we still have this idea of Armalta, Lotir, Bi, Kaaba. So again, we have certain halachas also in earlier days where there might have been more of a chashash of bestiality or other types of issues, Bisman Azeb, where there isn't an issue like that, then it wouldn't be halacha it wouldn't be halacha lemaisa. The Chashuk Echemin here discusses, talking about issues of lo tir bikalba and yichud with various other people and other beings. He has, what happens, the case is as follows. Sheila, there was an almana zakena. There was an elderly widow who came to a doctor and asked, could you write me a hamlatza, could you write me a reference, because I need her husband had just died, and there was a metapel. There was somebody who lived in the house, a non-Jew who lived in the house, that took care of her husband up until now, and she wants to continue for herself. So she wants this non-Jew, non-Jewish man, to be able to live with her, to help take care of her. It does not seem like it's pikuach nefesh from the case. The question is, so that's going to be yichud. They're going to live together. This man and this woman are going to live together in the house. So are you allowed to write a hamlatza in order for her to give it to the government to say that she's entitled? And he says no. He says no. For a female, fine. But for a male, for this guy, even though you love him so much, he took so good care of your husband, but with you, it's going to be yichud. And therefore it's a problem. And he says, if it's shas atzchak, if it's shatchak mamish, there's no one else, and he knows the family, he knows the woman. So he says, nitan lahatkin matzlemot nistarot betoch habayis. Somehow make it naichud, put in hidden cameras, put in some way, shebnei mishpacha shalazkena yuchlu lerot b'masav b'chol rega af b'layla u'b'chol makom u'b'zelo kiyem mister yichud, like a big window. So you have to figure out. You can't be involved in somebody setting up a yichud situation. Again, pikuach nefesh is different, but again, it's always better to have same gender help in these types of cases. Weiter, says the Gemara now. Now we get to the second half of Rebbe's problem. So Rebbe's first problem was having a ger tzedek by mechiras atzmo. Now we get to the other problem. That's seven lines up. What was Rebbe's problem? So it sounds like from here, Ger Vatoshav, it sounds like the pasuk is referring to Ger Toshav and saying there's an Issa Ribis even by a Ger Toshav. But for Amini, but what about our Mishnah? We had in the Mishnah yesterday, Dafayin. Lovin Mehen, Umavin Osan, Baribis, Vachain, Beger Toshav. So are you allowed to or are you not allowed to? Also Rebbe's problem. Amar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, mi ksiv al tikach me'itam. So to say in the pasuk, from them, me'itam, which we be referring to everyone listed earlier in the pasuk, me'ito ksiv, me Yisrael, the Israel is only going back on the achicha. But the ger toshav, that's just, that v'chai achicha is going on the ger toshav, but the Israel of Ribis is not going on the ger toshav. Okay, you could reread the pasuk that way. Rabbi obviously didn't like it. Tana Rabbanan, Atika Meito Neshek V'Tarbis, Aval Atanase Lo Arev. You can't take from him Nesha Ribis, but you could be an Arev, right? What's the case? What are we talking about here? Who could be an Arev for who? Says the Gemara. Arev Laman, who could be an Arev for who? Ilema Arev Li Yisrael. Are we talking about? You can't lend a Jew interest, but you could be an Ari for him. Vatana, we learned Beferish. Vatana, we learned in the Mishnah in a couple of days from now. Elu over Malosase. Hamal ve'halo ve'ha Arev ha'edim. Right? Everybody, you can't be an Arev. Can't be a co-signer for Elo. So Elo l'nachri. So it must be, oh, maybe it's talking about for a non-Jew. Says the Gemara, you'd be an Ari for that kind of loan. Says the Gemara, v'chivan de dine de nachri de azil basar arva. Meaning, if a non-Jew lends money to a Jew, and then the Jew being an Arev with interest, a Jew being an Arev in that case. Says the Gemara, that also shouldn't be allowed. Why? Either loan itself is allowed, right? Non-Jew to Jew. The problem is, the Kiva, the Dine, the Nachri, the Azul, Basar, Arva, they hold many non-Jewish laws, says the Gemara, hold that you could go straight to the cosigner. Yashar to the Arev. So, Iyu Niyu, the Kashak, the Menei Revisa. If that's true, then that can be considered as if the Arev borrowed directly from the guy, and now he lent that money to the other Jew. Right? If the guy could go to this Arev straight, and then this Arev is going to go back to the Jew, so says Rashi, right? That's how we might consider it, right? If you're going to go straight there. Answer, Amar Rav Sheshes, Shekiba Alav Adun B'dine Yisrael. Okay, it's a case where the Nachri accepted to follow Jewish law, that you can't go to the Jew first, and therefore it's only a loan between a non-Jew and a Jew. That's it. Once a Jew can't pay up, so then the other Jew could help out to fulfill his obligation, but that's not called ribis. But one second, if he accepted to follow Jewish law, then what's he taking ribis at all for? Okay, so it's a very specific ukimta that is meant here by the statement of the Tanur Rabbanan that you could be an arev in this specific case. Fine. So the Mishnah on yesterday's daf had a statement that needed clarification. The Mishnah said that a Jew can lend the money of a goy, midas the goy, but not midas the Jew. So what does that mean? He could lend the money of a goy, midas the Gnachri, and not the midas Yisrael. So the Gemara will explain it. Tanu Rabbanan. Malva Yisrael ma'osav shel nachri midas nachri avalom midas Yisrael. Ketzad Yisrael shelova ma'os min ha'nachri beribis. A Jew borrowed money from a non-Jew with interest. Ubikesh lach ziron lo, and he wants to pay back. The lover wants to pay back. He's not traveling to the town where the malva is. So what does he do? Matsu Yisrael acher. He finds another Jew. Va'amar lo, and that other Jew says, Tanam li, give me the money. Va'ani ala l'cha, k'derosh ha'damala lo. I'll take it from you. I'll use it for a little bit, and then I'll give back the guy with a little extra on top. Asur, that's asur. That is a problem. That's midas the if the Jew is there. Why? Because that's considered a loan from a Jew to a Jew. V'imhemidu eitzel nachri mutter. But if the nachri is there, that's what it means midas nachri in the Mishnah. If the nachri is there, mutter. Meaning what? If you have a Jew that borrowed money from a non-Jew. So, and a Jew says to the guy, here, I want to pay you back. And then the other Jew says, well, wait, I want to, could I borrow money? So the guy says, okay, fine, you Jew, give it to the other Jew. So that's as if the guy is taking it back and giving it to the second Jew. That's okay, if the guy is there. But what's usur is the first case that we said. If the guy's not there, it's just that the Jew, one Jew is arranging with the other Jew to go pay back, and he'll have the money in the interim to use for a fee. So that's the problem. And also the opposite case. If a guy borrowed money from a Jew with ribis, and he wants to give it back. Here's the, it worked the opposite way. If he finds another Jew, the Jew says to the guy, give it to me and I'll bring it back to the other Jew. And for a little fee, that's fine, because it's like this guy is lending this Jew money. But if the guy is about to pay back the Jew, and the Jew tells the guy, the Jew malveh tells the guy loveh, here, give it to the other Jew loveh, that's a problem. Right? Because then it's as if the Jew is lending the other Jew money with interest, and the guy is a shliach. Let's see. Bishlama seifa lachumra. I understand that the sick seifa case is lachumra, meaning if the Jew is a malveh to the goy loveh. The Jew cannot say, here, give it to so-and-so. That's lachumra. What does lachumra mean? Look at Rashi. Bishlama seifa. Big sugya. I'm going to start it today and then continue with Bezrem tomorrow. Bishlama seifa tiktaniyim hem idu eitzol yisrael asur. In that case, asur, why? Dimashma. She nachri zeh chashiv shlucha she yisrael chumra drabananu lemesar. Right? It's the, we consider yesh shlichus lenachri lechumra. This is it in Shas. Bamitzi ayin aleph. This is the sugya. Da kaim alon shlucha shalom kemoso bishalach yisrael. Bishalach yisrael neemar. Right, we usually think goyim, non-Jews, are excluded from the concept of shlichus. Says the Gemara here, sometimes you have the concept of shlichus l'chumra by a goy. Right, so bishlama seifa l'chumra. Ela reisha, but in the reisha case, what's the case? The goy is the malveh, and the goy says to a Jew, give it to the other Jew. So that's allowed? How is that allowed? Kiva dein shlichus l'nachri iuniyu tekashakel minei revisa. So isn't that a problem of ribis? This is shlichus l'nachri l'kula. You're going to say the Jew is doing the shlichus, it's as if the nachri is lending the money. But why would you say that? It's a kula. So that's very difficult. So the Gemara says five answers to this question. Five answers. Why is it mutter in the case of the reisha? So let's do a few of them, and then we'll have to continue. Number one, Amar Avuna Bar Manoach Mitzvei Derav Acha Brei Deravika Hacham Ayeskina Kago De Amar Le Hanicham Al Gabi Karka Vipater. You know why it's mutter? It's not where the goy says to the Jew, you know, give it to the other Jew. You know, that's not mutter because there's a shliach of the goy. In the case of the goy said, put it down on the rock. But basically, it became hefker. Right, Yinachal Gavi Karka Vipater. So where's the Hakim Alam Emra? That's then what's the Chiddush? He was Mafkirit. So Alam Rav Papa, no, this is the case. The guy took it back first. So The Gemara says, Yakati Maila Meimra. Then that's also, what's the Chiddush? If the guy took it back, again, there are two Jews, one was a Lova and one is a potential Lova. The guy took it back, then it's okay. So Maila Meimra, what would be the Chiddush then? Of course, the guy is giving the loan. Mao Detema Nachri Gufe. No, you might say still, the other Jew is there. It's as if it's going from Jew to Jew. He's going to the Israel. Kamash Malan, you don't say that. Period. Number three, Ravashi Amar, Ki Amrin an Ein Shlichus Lanachri. Maybe when do we say that Anachri is excluded from Shlichus Hani Mili B'Truma? That's regarding Truma, or says the Ar Sameach and Hilchas Malveh, any other context of a mitzvah. Maybe that's where Goymer Mufka for mitzvos. Remember we had 2 days ago. We had their rush. They're poor. They're poor for mitzvos. Avo b'chala Torah kula yishlichus lanachri. What do you mean b'chala Torah kula? In financial matters. So there you might say, okay, by mitzvos they're excluded, but financial matters maybe they are included. The language of the Yer Sameach is in Ilchas Malva Velove in Perek Dalid. La davka truma levad rak b'chol inyane hadat. Vahamitzvos. Mishum sha'obetz galilam eno ben dat u bar mitzvah lachin ein shluchos la'akum. Avo bezchias mo'os shezeh esek masa umaton to ha'b'nei adam ninhu, their people, v'yeshnam bedinim u bekinyonim havi shliach. And therefore there should be a shliach there. That's the difference. So maybe that's the suggestion of Rav Ashi. The Gemara, though, quickly rejects it. V'had de Rav Ashi barusahi. That's a fake. We don't hold that way. Why? Maishna truma deloksiv atem gam atem. Ma atem b'nei bris lav shulchachem nami b'nei bris. Shlichus zechal torah kula nami mitruma gamrin Allah. You learn shlichus from the context of a mitzvah. So it's totally excluded. Ella de Rav Ashi barusahi. And therefore, we learned that Rav Ashi is not true, even though it sounds nice. Sounds nice, that chilek, like explained by the Ar Sameach, but still we say it is not true. Just one other, the concept of shlichus l'chumra, we're going to get to more issues of ketanim, Abed Hashem, tomorrow, we're going to stop here, but there is another famous, not famous, but we'll make it famous, place where we say yesh shlichus l'chumra for a guy, and that is by Amir al-Akam on Shabbos. Right, the question is, Amir la'akam midrabanan. Is an issa drabanan on Shabbos? Right, the smog says it's daraisa, but Rov Rishonim hold that telling a goy to do a malacha for me on Shabbos is an issa drabanan. Why is that? Rashi quotes in Avodah Zarah, mimso chepsocha v'dabra dover. Right, it's not a Shabbos type of activity. The Rambam says, gzera, you might come to do it. If you're able to ask a guy to do it, you might come to do it. But Rashi, at the end of Masechta Shabbos, the beginning of the last parak, kuf nun gimel ben aleph, says, yesh shlichus l'nachri l'chumra. He's your shliach. And therefore, it's as if you're doing malacha on Shabbos. That's another context where we see the concept of shlichus, legoy, lechumra. One is over there in Shabbos, and one is over here regarding the issue of ribbis. Okay, we'll have to stop here by Ikat Amre. And we will continue with a couple of important topics on the beginning of tomorrow's off the last line here, the top of the next Omud, whether a katan has any zechiyah midrabanan or not. And then in Amud Beis, we get back to the issues of forward contracts, which we discussed back at the beginning of the parak. We referred to this Mishnah a number of times as we head into the last four blot of parak Ezehu Neshach.